Shalom Aleichem, everybody. In Parshas Achrimos and in Parshas Kedoshim, we learned about the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael and the ways in which we must act in order to preserve that Kedusha. And now in Parshas Emor, we learn about the Kedusha of Kohanim and what they must do in order to stay holy. One of the things the Torah says is in the very first Pasuk in Parshas Emor, Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, Lenefesh lo yitama be'amav, a Kohen may not become tamei for people in his nation. In other words, a Kohen cannot become Tamei. He may not go to any funerals other than the seven close relatives that the Torah enumerates in the next Psukim. He must go to the funerals of his mother, his father, his son, his daughter, brother, sister, and wife. If any of these close relatives dies, chas v'shalom, he must go to the cemetery and he must be involved in the burial and in the funeral. And with that introduction, we can ask the following question. In Perek Vav of Sefer Bamidbar in Parshas Naso, the Torah tells us about a nazir, someone who makes a neder to abstain from many worldly pleasures and communal activities. For example, he or she may not have their hair cut, they must refrain from any wine or alcoholic derivatives. In addition, for our purposes, a nazir may not attend funerals, even the funerals of their close relatives. So that's the question. Why can a Kohen attend the funeral of a close relative, but a Nazir may not? A beautiful answer to this question is given by the Shem Mishmuel, Rav Shmuel Borenstein, the second Sochashava Rebbe who died in 1926. This is in the name of his father, Rav Avraham Borenstein, the first Sochashava Rebbe who died in 1910. This is found in the Shem Mishmuel on Parshas Naso from the year Tuf Resh Ayin Dalid, 5674, which is 1914. The Shem Mishmuel says that it all depends on the source of the Kedusha of the individual. A Kohen is a Kohen because his father is a Kohen, and his father before him was a Kohen, etc., etc. In other words, a Kohen's Kedusha comes from his family. Therefore, when someone from his family passes away, chas v'shalom, the Kohen must be involved in their burial, in their funeral. In terms of becoming Tamei, his Kedusha is put on hold, so to speak, because that Kedusha stems from the family. Regarding a Nazir, however, it's a different story completely. A Nazir's Kedusha comes from himself, from herself, from within. It's not related to the Nazir's parents or Nazir's family. Therefore, even if one of the Nazir's relatives passes away, he or she may not become Tamei. The Tumah doesn't take a break, so to speak, when a family member dies, because the Kedusha of the Nazir doesn't stem from the family. That is the Shem Mishmuel. I thought perhaps one can suggest another explanation as to why a Kohen becomes Tamei for a family member, but a Nazir may not. Perhaps one can suggest the following idea. A Nazir is only a Nazir for a limited amount of time. It can be 30 days or it can be really any amount of time, whatever the Nazir stipulates when he or she takes the oath of becoming a Nazir. But whatever the time frame, a Nazir is only a Nazir for a limited amount of time. And the Torah is teaching us, for that limited amount of time, a Nazir can be removed from his family and he can be removed from the concept and from the experience of death. But that is not the case for a Kohen. A Kohen is a Kohen forever. There is no break. There's no time frame. Yes, there's an age limit as to when he's allowed to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. But when it comes to Tumah, when it comes to Tara, there is no age limit. He is a Kohen for life. In that case, says the Torah, we cannot remove a Kohen from his family forever. And we cannot remove him from the powerful experience of the finality of death. And Nazir decided for whatever reason that he must separate from the world for a specific amount of time. And for that limited time frame, it's okay for him to be apart. It's okay for him to be separate, to be detached. But that cannot be the case with a Kohen. A Kohen cannot be separated from his family forever. And he must not only be a part of their joy, he must also be a part of their sorrow. When they bury a loved one, God forbid, he buries a loved one. When they mourn, he mourns. In addition to that, a Kohen cannot be separated from the harsh realities of death. as the representative of Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash. He speaks to the people. He teaches the people. He helps the people get closer to Hashem. He helps them do tshuva, etc., etc. A person like that has to know, even a little bit, and even a few times, perhaps. He has to know what death is. He has to go to a cemetery, even if only a couple of times, God willing. And he has to see mortality. Without that, his connection to the rest of B'nai Yisrael will be deficient. It'll be undeveloped. A Nazir will, when the time comes, be involved in these things. So when a Nazir is a Nazir, it's okay for him to temporarily be removed from the rest of us. Not so a Kohen. To be a Kohen does indeed mean to be removed somewhat. But as we see in the very beginning of Parshas Emor, a Kohen cannot, a Kohen must not, be removed completely from his family. Have an amazing day, everyone!